Hi, welcome back to Seattle Kitchen. I'm Tina Knoll, the producer of the show, and every once in a while, I get to bring you a fun foodie adventure. Today, I'm excited to tell you about a new hotspot in Bothell, Washington, just outside of Seattle. This is of particular interest if you have a food allergy, maybe you're gluten intolerant, maybe there's some foods you really can't eat, and it's tough for you to go out to a restaurant. You're going to want to know about this spot. Eating out with my family can be a little bit tough.
Yeah, we're difficult and high maintenance, and nobody likes it when I have to have them point out what's on the menu and what I can eat and what I can't eat and how they cook it and whether it's contaminated. You know, so I often just order things like salads and stuff just to avoid the whole nonsense.
My mom and sister have celiac disease, which is an autoimmune reaction to eating gluten. And gluten's a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. So there's a whole host of things that they can't eat. And what's more is even if they get a very mild exposure to wheat, they can still get super duper sick. You can imagine how hard it would be to eat out at restaurants or enjoy food a lot of the time because, you know, you're kind of worried about feeling sick. So I was excited when I found a spot in Bothell, Washington, where my sister doesn't have to worry about anything on the menu. And it's owned by somebody who really gets it.
Most people don't understand celiac disease at all. And they think it's a fad and that you are just being what you said, high maintenance. And I'm here to tell everybody it's as serious as a peanut allergy. And we take it very seriously. We've never had any grain, any gluten at all in our kitchen. It's a first-time use kitchen. The only gluten we have is in our bar and some of the alcohol, but there's no food prep done there. But having just a gluten-free items is not enough for you because gluten is airborne. And once you get exposed to the gluten as a celiac, it's about a five-week healing process in your gut.
Dusty DuBois is the owner of Revolve Food and Wine in Bothell, Washington, where everything on the menu is celiac-friendly.
The only gluten we have is in our bar and some of the alcohol, but there's no food prep done there. We take that extremely seriously, but a lot of people that dine here don't even know they're eating at a specialty restaurant. They don't even realize that the mashed potatoes, per se, are mashed celery root or rutabaga or cauliflower. They don't know that the rice is cauliflower. I'm going to point out some really fantastic things on this menu that you have not had as a celiac in a long time, like fish and chips. We have buns made with coconut and almond flour. We have crackers. I know. I knew she was going to be really excited. And you'll probably get chills, too, because once you realize that you can have bread pudding as well, all these things that as a celiac you've given up because of your health, we have reintroduced for you. So I'm so excited. Bread, yes.
Super fun to have my sister get to eat a bunch of delicious things that she has been deprived of for so long. And it turns out it was all fantastic.
I heard a crunch.
So you might be wondering, sure, she liked all the food because she hasn't eaten that stuff in so long. But the question is, did I like it? Somebody who doesn't have a food allergy. I got to tell you, I did. Everything was so delicious. So I wanted to talk to the chef and find out how he was able to create a gluten-free menu that even people like me would like.
Adam Gerlitz, executive chef at Revolve True Food and Wine in Bothell.
Can I sit? Is that all right?
Yeah, totally. Please.
I think I've earned it today.
Yeah, I bet you had a busy night.
So what we've been doing here is just kind of taking the traditional meals that people normally get at restaurants and having to twist them a little bit because you don't get those typical fillers like your rice and your potatoes and, you know, all those things that we are not allowed to use here. So we've had to come up with creative ways of replacing those. So we use cauliflower rice. We use different root vegetables as a mash or a base or something like that. It's been a bit of a challenge. It hasn't been where I came from necessarily. So when I first came aboard here a year and a half ago plus, it was something to get used to. And, you know, corn, we don't use grain here, so corn starch, anything with corn in it, rice, another big one, you can't use rice flour. So thickening things, trying to use techniques to reduce them down, substitutions such as arrowroot powder versus cornstarch to create things that are have that texture in your mouth. So, yeah, it's been something to get used to, but it's been fun along the way, too, because you learn a lot.
Was there a particular moment or dish that you made that you're like, nailed it, and maybe you thought you weren't going to nail that one?
There have been a lot of those, actually. The Moroccan chicken is really good. It's been very, very popular. The chicken confit that we're doing with the duck fat I think is delicious. It's a good home-cooked, home-feel kind of to it, but it takes a long time to prepare. But when you get it on the plate, it's got that nice crispy skin, and I think the flavors really go well together. So not the fanciest things in the world. I did try a grass-fed bison heart tartare last week, which surprisingly in Bothell sold pretty well. I was really surprised. I was like, let's just see what happens. And sure enough, people out of curiosity or actually knew what it was, and you know, other people would just hear the description and just in disgust look back like, what, you're serving raw heart to people? But a lot of people really enjoyed it, so it turned out nice.
The chicken sandwich is particularly interesting for someone who has celiac, because my sister has celiac, and she's like, nope, I would not have a chicken sandwich. Can't have a chicken sandwich. Sure. And you guys have done something really interesting with it. Can you deconstruct that one for me?
Absolutely. So we start with just, you know, we use Mary's Organic Chicken. It's organic. It's free range. These animals are treated very, very well. It's something that Dr. Dubois has really stressed to us, that we want to make sure we're using only humanely raised animals here. So I'm still trying to convince her to do foie gras, but...
Nope.
We'll get to that bridge. So then getting back to the chicken sandwich. So we do our own gluten-free burger buns here. We make them from scratch in-house. We then use that in all sorts of applications here. So they turn them into our croutons that go into our Caesar salad. We crush them up, and we use them for breading on things. So when we do the chicken sandwich, we dredge it in the arrowroot flour. We then put it through an egg wash. The arrowroot flour helps it stick to the eggs, stick to the chicken. Or after it's coated in the egg, we then roll it in these crushed gluten-free breadcrumbs that we've created, and then which have been lightly seasoned, of course, give it a little extra flavor. And then it's fried. We use safflower oil here, so it fits our niche, I guess. And and then it goes right back onto a gluten-free bun, so it comes full circle. And then we've got a nice Napa slaw in there with some honey Dijon dressing that we make. All of our mayonnaise and ketchups and all of our sauces are made in-house. So there's a bit of a stigma attached to the gluten-free, grain-free eating lifestyle. But what we found here is that, especially with our latest menu, we're able to appeal to a larger group of people. People that do have celiac can come in here, they can bring their families, and no one leaves dissatisfied or having to stop at McDonald's on the way home.
Totally.
So, and they don't even miss the potatoes and the rice.
So what's next? What do you have up your sleeve?
Oh my gosh. So I'm really working on building a good culinary team here. I've been interviewing for the past 2 weeks just to find those right people that have a passion for cooking and want to expand their horizons and get creative and play with food and things like that. So that is first and foremost. And then getting some more brains in here, some more creative people, and to help me come up with some new and interesting things that we can do here and just take Bothell over, essentially. Yes. You know, we want this to be the spot to come and to eat, not just because we're gluten-free, celiac safe. We want people to come here because the food is so good.
Well, I'm here to tell you, the food really is that good over there at Revolve Food & Wine in Bothell, Washington. We'll have more about that restaurant and where to go to find it and all of that stuff on our Facebook page at Seattle Kitchen. Also, I have a quick recommendation. If you have celiac disease or somebody in your family does, you might want to check out glutenfreegirl.com. There's lots of great information on that website. And play this wonderful song for your family. My friend Camille Bloom, a singer and songwriter here in Seattle, has celiac disease, and she even wrote a song about it.
Stop choking on choices and hearing the voices you whisper in my ear. Here you come again. You are louder each time to the show. Here you come again. And you're filling my heart and mind with doubt. Stop listening to your insisting that I will not make it.
You're listening to Seattle Kitchen on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.